Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. For most of the summer, we've been eating fresh vegetables planted in the garden by my favorite gardener. That's you, baby.
Aw.
Here are five steps for the backyard gardener, which parallel steps for the person desiring to plant seeds for financial increase in their lives. Number one, remove the debris. In a garden, you dig up dead plants and till the soil by turning over the old dirt and making way for the new seed. As a believer, we must get rid of the old way of thinking, of believing that our harvest will never increase, that we're destined to stay where we are for the rest of our lives. What we need to do, remove the negative, doubtful way of thinking with the pure, the powerful, the positive from the Word of God. Ephesians 4, verses 17 through 24. Ephesians 4, 17 through 24 in the Living Bible. Let me say this, in speaking for the Lord, live no longer as the unsaved do, for they are blinded and confused. Their closed hearts are full of darkness. They are far away from the life of God because they've shut their minds against it, and they cannot understand his ways. They don't care anymore about right and wrong and have given themselves over to impure ways. They stop at nothing, being driven by their evil minds and, well, reckless lust. Verse 20. But that isn't the way Christ taught you. Verse 21. If you really have heard his voice and learned from his truths concerning himself, then throw off your old nature, the old you that was a partner in your evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and shame. Verse 23. Now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. Verse 24. Yes, you must be a new and different person, holy and good. Clothe yourself with this new nature.
Number two, plant your seeds. It would be foolish for a home gardener to leave their seed in the package and expect to receive a harvest of vegetables in the summertime. If the gardener doesn't plant the seeds, they are not going to have a harvest. Now, that makes sense in the terms of the farmer, but think about it in the spirit. We should always allow the Spirit of God to direct where we plant our seeds. I'm talking about our financial seeds. It must be at the right place and the right time. When we move in direct obedience to his divine direction or his nudgings that he gives us, then we'll always experience a supernatural increase. I mean, we can expect to do that. Every farmer knows that the right seed must be planted in the right kind of ground if we're going to reap a good harvest. Similarly, every financial seed must be sown in good ground ministries if you're going to reap a harvest, or particularly a bumper crop. Matthew 13:23 says, "But he that receiveth seed into the good ground, is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, some 30. There's a lot to that scripture right there.
Yes, there is.
We understand how, you know, one seed can be multiplied 30, 60, and even 100 times. Matthew 13:8 says, "Others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, and an hundredfold, some 60, some 30-fold. Matthew 13:23 says, "He that receiveth into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. Luke 8:8, notice all these scriptures all about sowing and reaping that the Lord is giving to us. Luke 8:8, he didn't want us to miss it, did he, honey?
No, he didn't.
"Other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold." Mark 4:20 says, "These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold." The point is, it's a well-known fact that seeds must be planted in good ground if you're going to bring forth the ultimate harvest, or even sometimes a harvest at all. Poor soil cannot really bring forth an abundant harvest.
That's good. Number three, fertilize the soil. In the natural, fertilizer makes plants, grass, vegetables, other things grow. In the spirit realm, enrichment like books, MP3s, CDs, DVDs, will yield the spiritual growth. We need to realize the increase that we desire in every area of our daily lives. This process is called renewing your mind. Renew your mind with daily Bible reading, daily communing with the Holy Spirit, daily reading or listening to teachings other than the Bible, praising God every night before you go to bed for the things that He's done for you that day. Focus on renewing your mind, doing what's necessary. Protect your time, and you'll be amazed at how it manifests in your life. Ephesians 4:23, Classic Amplified. "And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude." Fertilize the soil with a renewed mind and a fresh mental and spiritual attitude.
Number four, pull the weeds as they show up. Weeds will choke the very life out of a growing and a thriving plant. It competes for the nutrients. It competes against the root system. But let's talk about some of the weeds every believer who's believing for increase should also avoid. Here are eight weeds that are dangerous to your spiritual growth and definitely financial increase. Ignorance, stupidity. You know what the difference is, right? Ignorance is not knowing. Stupidity is knowing and not doing it. But negative speaking, worry, deceitfulness of riches, cares of this world, impatience, unforgiveness, and a lack of agreement are dangerous weeds, if not deadly, to your harvest. So, how do we get rid of the weeds? By renewing our minds with the scriptures like Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9, Classic Amplified Bible says, "And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen, relax our courage and faint." The scripture in Galatians gives us seven very specific directives in order to reap. Number one, we don't need to lose heart. You don't go out the next day and expect to have a harvest. Number two, we don't grow weary. Sometimes you want to grow weary when you're pulling those weeds. Number three, do not faint in acting nobly. Number four, do not faint in doing what's right. Number five, you will reap at the right time, so don't lose hope. And number six, you will reap at the right time if you have courage. And number seven, you will reap at the right time if you do not faint.
That's good. Sam McKee's. Number five, soak in the Word. In Scripture, water is a type and shadow of two things, the Word and the Spirit. Interesting, water is two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. Oxygen can be compared to the Spirit or the breath of God, while the two parts hydrogen can be compared to the two forms of God's Word, the Logos, written Word, and Rhema, spoken Word. Just as natural water nourishes and strengthens the root system, the water of God's Word strengthens and nourishes your spiritual roots, prepping you for increase in life. Ephesians 5:25-27, in the Classic Amplified Bible. "As Christ loved the church, gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the Word, that he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, as she might be holy and faultless. As believers, we are washed by the Word of God as we study it. Our study causes us to renew our minds into the very mind of Christ. One of our favorite scriptures, Romans 12:2, Classic Amplified. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. 1 Corinthians 2:16, Classic Amplified. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels, and the purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him to give him knowledge? But we have, I love this.
Hallelujah.
But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. See, we cleanse and renew our minds by soaking in, literally, the Word of God. Psalm 119:9. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed and keeping watch on himself according to your word, conforming his life to it. Listen, when we spend time just saturating ourselves in God's word, we'll find ourselves encouraged, strengthened, counseled, cleansed, reproved, corrected, established, confident, and convinced of the love, mercy, and grace of God. Now, I freely admit to you that I'm not a gardener, nor do I want to be. However, we've tried to cover the basics in this, of planting a garden for increase, which parallels prepare your spirit, soul, and mind for increase as well.
Hallelujah.
Gives you something to think about.
That's right. On a sensational Sunday. But tonight.
Sunday Night Live.
That's it. You haven't lost your chance to hear us again. Hallelujah.
That's true. We're excited about it. Yep. It's a great teaching. Looking forward to have you join in.
Amen. Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching and ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says Sow a Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. And tonight.
That's right.
6 p.m. Eastern.
Amen.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.